Okay. So today is going to be final review. Not a test. It's the final review of everything we've been talking about this month, okay? So I really need your participation and see if you remember. So this month we started out talking about praising God, and we talked about Psalm
148.
Can anyone tell me, okay, who or what praises God? Nicholas.
Trees.
God creation. Yep, Asher. The sun and the moon. Yep. The animals. People. Good. Okay, so we're going to continue. So I'm going to read one verse from Romans
1:20.
So it says, for ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see His invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God.
神の見えない性質、すなわち神の永遠の力と神性とは、天地創造のこの方、動物において知られていて、明らかに認められる力である。したがって、彼らには弁解の余地がない。
Does anyone know what the word invisible means?
見えないっていうことはある。はい。
Okay, so the Bible says that through God's creation, we can see His invisible qualities. So what are some things that you can think of about God that you know but you can't see? Lily. That He likes us. Yep. Anybody else? Okay. His love. Yeah. Anything else? Anything else you know about God? Invisible.
He's always with us.
He's always with us.
Okay.
Yep. He cares about us. Yep. So how do you think, can anyone give me examples? I want you to think. How do you think things in His creation show those invisible
qualities?
Okay, I'm going to give you a little hint. Maybe about a month ago, I was sitting, I am sure you were all sitting in your house, and the wind was blowing, and the rain was hitting the windows, and it was so loud, and I was sitting and, wow, and it was hitting the windows. What do you think, what did you think about that storm? It was a typhoon. Asher? Powerful. So that's one way creation shows God's power. We see it in the storm, and the typhoon, and the wind. Can anybody else think of anything? You said love, God's love. Anything in creation that you think shows God's love?
People showing care for one another.
Yeah, people showing care for one another. Anything else? I'll give you an example I like. Sometimes when I go, if I go on a beach, and the waves come, and the waves keep coming, and they go back. Has anyone ever stood on a beach and you know that?
Yeah.
And see the waves, they come, and they go, and they come. But they're always there. They never stop coming. And it reminds me of how faithful God is. He's like that. He never leaves. It's always there, day after day after day, ever and ever. Okay, so one of the things we talked about this month is about how we, as God's creation, God asks us to praise Him. And when we praise God, it shows other people God's glory. So the same way that creation, when creation does what it was created to do, so the sun shines,
the waves keep coming. And
those things show God's power and His quality. In the same way, when you praise God, you show people God's quality.
Okay?
And do you remember I asked each of you how, I said, how does the sun praise God? And what did you say? By shining. How does the lion praise God? By roaring. How does the caterpillar praise God? By falling, and it becomes a butterfly. So just like creation, everything praises God in its own special way. Each one of you in your own special way can praise God. And you don't have to look like anybody else. So Noah can praise God very differently from how Lily praises God. And it makes God very happy. Okay, so now we're going to review our verse. We said it every week, so now you guys should be able to do the action. Do you remember the action?
Yes.
Okay. So first, let's review. Okay, the Japanese version. The Japanese version. Okay, so let's start with English. Let every created thing give praise to the Lord. So I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to do the action. And you guys are going to... So you have to hide it so they can... I think.
Okay.
Okay, so... We did that one upstairs with the kids, so some of the older kids might not remember, but the younger ones should definitely remember. Let's do it one more time. Good job, guys. You did great. So that's what I want you to remember, okay, from this month, is that you're going to let every created thing, including you, praise God. And when you do that, okay, you're showing God's glory and you're helping everyone around you to see God. Okay, let's pray. Father God, I just thank you so much for these precious kids. Father, I pray that you would remind them every day about praising you, Lord God. Lord, I pray when they're walking to school that you would show them in nature all the things that they see around them. And help them to remember that the things in nature around them are also praising God. Father, I pray that you would allow your word to settle in their hearts and they would remember your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Okay, so kids third grade and under, you can go upstairs, okay? Thanks, guys, you did so well. Great job.
He has to be dance with right after 2:12, so maybe we can do a question in the mail or something like that. But okay, please come.
Good morning.
Hello,
good morning. My name is Mark Banyard.
My name is Mark Banyard.
I'm delighted to be here. I'm the director of a ministry called Kingdom Advance Ministries.
So, Kingdom Advance Ministry というものを今、デスの代表しています。
And we have been coming to Japan since 1996.
1996年から日本にやってくることがありました。
We lived in Yokohama for a year.
横浜にちょっと住んで。
And we also spent some time in Makuhari.
今の Makuhari にでも、
Chiba, where we planted the church.
そこで開拓伝道をして。
Several years ago.
数年前ですけど、
We are currently at the moment living back in Canada.
カナダに住んでるんですけども、僕は出身ですけど。
I usually say when people say where, I say Toronto, but we don't live there. We live
トロントって言うんですけど、トロントのそばなんですけどね、正確な場所に行くことはない。トロントっていうことになりますけど。
Knowing Damon and Kathy,
Damon and Kathy さんのことを毎回知っていて、
who we actually only got to know you guys what a year ago?
1年ぐらい前にその知り合いになった。
Two years ago?
Yeah.
Anyway, we met them here in Japan. And then this summer, when they were back, Damon was actually at our house in Canada. And a couple of friends, Olivier and Tommy, they were at our house this summer too.
Back,
where were the rest of you? Anyway, we're delighted to be here. And today's a busy day for us. We have three different church meetings to go to. So this is number one. This morning we came from Makuhari.
We've
already done 2 hours on the train. That was wonderful worship this morning. Thank you. Stephen, excellent worship. You know, throughout the Bible, we see pictures of music being used to facilitate worship. But the essence of worship is actually an expression from the heart. So you can have musical instruments, and you can have songs to sing. But unless something's coming from your heart, you're not actually giving anything to God. We listen to the sound, but God listens to the heart. It's absolutely appropriate to use music to worship the Lord. But the higher definition of worship, is an expression of thankfulness that comes from offering ourselves back to God. Just quickly, this morning, if you have a Bible, could you turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 1? It's not a verse I gave you. So we'll just read it out clearly because I just decided all of a sudden I was going to talk about this. Romans chapter 1, chapter 12, verse 1 says, Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
こういうわけで兄弟たち、神の憐れみによってあなた方に勧めます。自分の体を神に喜ばれる聖なる生贄として捧げなさい。これこそあなた方のなすべき礼拝です。
So here we see in Romans chapter 12 verse 1, a biblical definition for worship.
ローマの12の1節にして、本当に聖書的な礼拝とは何かの定義が書いてますね。
You know, as followers of Jesus, we spend a lot of time worshiping. And if our worship is to God, isn't it a good thing that we take a moment and ask God what His idea of worship is? And here the Apostle Paul gives us a framework for worship. More than that, it's that, I believe, as I said, a biblical definition for worship. And he says, Therefore, I urge you. He's not just suggesting.
そうですね。ただこれがいいようじゃなくて、願いが、パウルの願いがあります。
Earnestly,
心から熱心に願う、パウルの姿があります。
From his heart,
心から人々にパウルは願っています。
He is making a strong recommendation.
これが本当にこれ以上ない大きな勧めだと言っているんです。
And he says, offer yourself
あなた自身を
to God.
神様に捧げなさい。
Offer yourself as living sacrifice.
生ける捧げ物として、生贄として捧げなさいと。
What does that mean?
それは一体どういう意味でしょう?
What is it that we offer to God?
私たちは神様に何を捧げているんでしょうか?
So often in church, what we call the offering is
献金みたいな形で私たち
は、is an amount of money that we put in place.
お金のことを私たちは生贄とか捧げると言いますけれども、でも、
But God, here, God is not here talking about money.
まあそういうことを言ってるんです。お金のことは関係ないんです、ここでは。
The offering that God requires of us is far greater than money.
お金以上のものを私たちに求めてらっしゃいます。
He's looking for our time.
求めるのは私たちの時間。
He's looking for our talents.
私たちの能力、才能。
He's looking for our education.
私たちの教育。
He's looking for our health.
私たちの健康。
He's looking for our dream.
私たちの夢。
He's looking for our hopes.
私たちの希望。
He's looking for everything that we have, our families, our marriages, our children.
家族も健康も、子供たちも全てを神様は望んでらっしゃる。
And so it's not just 10% of our income.
10% の、ね、10分の1献金、そんなこと言ってないんですね。
So often we've reduced thankfulness down to a small portion of money.
私たち本当に神様に対する感謝をですね、ほんのちっぽけなお金に変えてしまうことがあります。
But here, true thankfulness is represented.
感謝っていうのは何かを表しているわけ
です。It's represented by a person who goes back to God and says, "Because what you have done for me, I want to give you everything that I have."
感謝してくださったことを思い出して、私は私に持っているすべてをあなたにお返ししますという姿なんですね。
難しいね。
It's very difficult, isn't it? I think so too.
Very difficult.
本当に難しいと思います。
Of course it's difficult.
難しいことです。
It's very difficult.
難しいことですね。
In fact, I would suggest it's a sacrifice you can't make if you haven't really understood God's mercy.
本当にでも神様の憐れみを私たちで理解しなければ捧げ切るってことは難しいことなんです。
Everything here, everything that Paul says hinges on a perspective of mercy.
神様の憐れみをしっかり見なければこの言葉が私たちには通じないんですね。
And if you haven't understood God's mercy in your own life,
私たちの人生の中で実際に体験していなければ、
then this won't make sense.
この言葉はですね、あまりパッとピンとこない言葉でもあるんです。
It will be something that if you try to do will open up the door of religion rather than life and freedom.
もうそうでなければですね、私たちは一生懸命何か宗教的なこととして何かその中に覗き見るんですけど、本当にそれが神様が私たちに求める自由とか喜びではないんですね。
When we try to walk a walk of faith without a revelation of God's heart in our lives, then we just strive.
私たちは本当に神様の心を理解して進んでいけなければ、私たちは自由にではなくて、本当に努力して人間的な力で私たちは進んでいくことに変わっていってしまいます。
But when we experience God's forgiveness,
でも私たちは神様の許しを本当に体験したなら、
when we know
私たちは分かるんです。
His unconditional love,
神様が本当に無条件に私たちを愛してくださっていること
を、when we feel His presence within,
神様の臨在の存在を私たちがそこで見出すときに、
when we know that our guilt has been removed.
私たちの罪が完全に消された、自認されたということを知ったときに、
and we sense God's grace and power to live.
私たちは神様の許しと力を私たちは知ることができます。
When we know that, then it's an easy. What was hard now becomes easy.
かつて難しい無理だと思ったことが簡単にできるようになってくるんですね。
So the sacrifice.
ですから生贄というのは。
That pleases God.
神様は喜ばしますけど、どんなものかというと、それは
is a sacrifice that is a joy to me.
私は喜んでできる生贄なんですね。
It's a sacrifice that is easy.
私は簡単にできる生贄、あげ物でもあるんです。
Because we have experienced a grace.
私たちは神様の許しを、憐れみを経験しているからなんです。
A grace that has set us free.
神様の憐れみを私たちを自由にして解放してくださいました。
What I like to say is consider what God has given you.
神様に皆さんが与えてくださったことを見てほしいんですね。
Because what God has given you, you don't deserve.
神様が私たちに与えてくださったことは、私たちがそれに値するからではないんです。
It's not by works that any man should boast.
何かした行為がいいと言って、そういうものではないんですね。
Yeah, it's the free gift of God.
本当に無料で、ただで自由に私たちに与えてくださった神様の、贈り物なんです。
Through Jesus Christ.
イエス・キリストを通すだけですね。
By the Holy Spirit.
そして聖霊を通してです。
So, worship was great this morning. But something has to come out of our hearts in order for God to know our worship. Jesus said the Father is looking for those that will worship Him in spirit.And this is spirit and truth. Okay, take your Bibles and turn with me to Romans chapter 5.
ローマ人への手紙の5章を見ていただきたいんですけども。
That introduction was not what I was planning, so now I'm getting to my message. When Jesus came to earth, He came to die for the sins of the world. We, perhaps most of us know John
3:16.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And so, if I was to ask the question this morning, why did Jesus come? Why did God send Jesus?
皆さんに質問しますね。実際神様はなんでイエス様をこの世に送ったんですか？どういう答えがありますか？
Most of you would answer,
こういうと思います。
To die for the sins of the world.
この世の罪のため死んでください。そういうふうに答えられると思いますけれども。
And if that was your answer,
もしそのあなた自身の答えならば、
then you get 10 points.
そしたら10点ぐらい。10ですね。
You would be correct in saying that.You would be correct in saying that. But the reason that Jesus came to earth was through the cross to reconcile us to the Father.
私たちが神様との関係を回復するためなんですね。
Jesus came to earth
神様はこのように
to reveal the Father.
神様を表してくださるために
Jesus came to earth
このように来てくださったのは
to deal with everything that separated us from the Father.
私たちを神様から話しているものすべてをそれを解決してくださるために
So often salvation is presented as believe in Jesus and you won't go to hell.
ね、簡単にですね、救いはですね、イエス様を信じれば、地獄に行かないなんて言ってまとめられてしまうことがあるんですけど、でも、
That's true.
それは真実もあります。
But we miss the greater revelation.
でも本当にもっと大きな神様からの示されたことを私たちは見逃してしまっています。
That Jesus came to earth.
様がこの世に来られたのは
to deal with our sin.
私たちの罪のためでもありますけれども、
so、that we would be reconciled
私たちは神様、天の神様と仲直りすることができる和解するということが中心なんですね。
And this is the passion of Christ.
それがイエス様の願い、熱情、パッションでもあるんです。
Romans 5:5
ローマ人のための5章の5節にはこう書かれています。
Just a short verse, but we don't have a lot of time. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He's given us.
希望は私たちを欺くことはありません。私たちに与えられた聖霊によって神の愛が私たちの心に注がれているからです。
This is a wonderful verse.
素晴らしい聖書の箇所です。
It speaks of the work of Christ.
神様、イエス様の働きをここではっきりと示していますね。
It speaks of the work of God through Christ.
イエス様の働き、神様は何をなされていたかがわかります
ね。It speaks of the work of the Father through Jesus Christ, the Son, by the Holy Spirit.
イエス様を通して、そして聖霊によって され方とかここではっきりと示されています。
And if you know anything about theology, that's good theology.
ね、もう神学を知っているのはこれはいい神学です。
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
神なる神、子なる神、聖霊なる神、ここで現れていますよ。
And it says here that God has poured out His love.
神様が愛を注がれたとあります。
How many of you want to know more of God's love?
I
don't know about you, but I can't get
enough.
The good news is that God has poured out His
love.
Poured out His
love.
How many of you like coffee?
Okay,
forget the message. Let's do coffee. There's a lot of different ways of making coffee. I think one of the most popular ways is the drip coffee maker.
No,
you have a little basket, a little paper cone, right? And then you put the coffee in, and then fill up the water. And then as the water heats up, it fills the cone, and then the coffee goes
drip.
And the Word of God says,
and
God has dripped His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
Is that what it says? Does it say that God
has dripped slowly His love into our hearts? What does it say? The word in the Greek means ever increasing, flowing. This isn't just a quick top up. This is an ongoing flowing from His heart. Isn't that good? But here's the trouble. Here's the question. If God is pouring His love into our hearts, why does it so often feel like just a
dream?
Or why does it feel like we don't know His love at all? You know, we can have a theology of love. We can have an intellectual cognitive understanding. We can even by faith say, even though I don't feel anything, I choose to believe that God loves me. And that's good. That is the beginning of faith. Jesus said, blessed those who believe but yet have not seen. But I believe that to our understanding, God wants to add an experience of His love to our heart. So let's look at the verse again. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. God has poured His love into our heads by the Holy Spirit whom He's given us.
Into
our heads? Not heads. He's poured His love into our hearts. You know, so often we try to feel with our minds. We've mistaken that understanding comes from the heart rather than from the head.
理解っていうのは心じゃなくて頭で理解するのだと私はしばしば間違ってしまって、そうじゃないんですね、本当の理解は。
If you study the scriptures, you will find
私たちを見つけることができます。
That whenever God revealed himself to human beings, he revealed himself to their hearts so that their minds might be informed.
神様はですね、神様のことを人々に示すときに頭に示したんじゃなくて、まず心に示してくださって、心がそれぞれ私たちの頭にそうだとして知らせるんですね。
Information
情報というのは、
informs
私たちに知らせますけども、それは、
a revelation
でも啓示というのは、
transforms
私たちを変えるんです。
Let me say that again.
もう一度言いますね。
I hope it translates well.
まあ、うまく訳ができるか皆さんも考えてほしいんですけども。
If it doesn't, it's your fault.
それぞれ、一番いい訳を皆さんが考えてください
。Information
情報というのは、
informs
私たちに情報だけを与えてくれます。
We learn a lot of stuff on the internet, right?
いろんなことで、インターネットとして、情報として私たちを学ぶことができます。
A lot of good stuff.
いいこともいっぱいありますね。
And a whole lot of bad stuff.
そして多くの悪いこともいっぱい情報が入ってます。
Right?
そうですね。
Information informs
私たちにいろんなものを知らせる。けれども、
But a revelation that only comes by the Spirit of God,
神様の霊を通して、
transforms.
そして私たちを変えてくださるものだ。
And so God first
最初に私たちに
will reveal His love to our hearts.
神様の愛を心に示して
And when love becomes real,
その神様の愛が本物を私たちの中で実感された時に
it transforms our lives.
私たちの思いを変えていってくださいます。
The Bible says,
聖書を言うんですね。
We are transformed by the renewal of our minds.
私たちは心を変えられて、本当に神様によって変えられるというふうに聖書を書かれています。
But so often we try to bring that transformation first to the mind before the experience in the heart.
しばしば私たちはですね、一生にその変わるということを頭の方に置いてしまって、心の方を忘れてしまっているそうではないでしょうか。
God pours His love into our hearts.
神様は私たちの心に愛を注いでくださるんですね。頭に注いでくださるじゃないですかね。
He intends for us to know Him in the fullness of relationship.
神様との本当に深い関係を築くことを望んでらっしゃるんです。
By faith we believe He loves us.
信仰によって私たちは神様が私たちを愛し続けられることを知っていますね。
But yet He wants to add to our understanding.
それ以上に私たちの理解を
a revelation of love that will transform our lives.
私たちに本当に示された時に私たち自身が変えられていくんです。それを神様が望んでらっしゃいます。
Everybody okay? Turn the person beside you and say it's going to be all right. It really is going to be a good day. You know, change.
いろんな変化っていうのを考えるときに、
change is inevitable.
変化っていうのはどうしても必要なことですね。
Transformation is not.
でもですね。変革っていうのはそうではないんです。
Everything will change whether you want it to or not. You will grow old, I guarantee.
ね、もう自分が変えたくなくても、ね、物事を変えるんで、この中で年を取らない人はいません。
The world will change.
ね、世の中は変わっていきます。
Whether you want it to or not.
自分がそれ好きで、この好きでも嫌いでも変わっていくんですね。
Change is inevitable.
変化っていうのは、本当これはもう仕方ないこと、私たちはどうしてもできないことになります。
The transformation of the heart
変革、心の変革っていうのは、
requires you to decide.
私たちの決心が必要ですね。
That you want to be changed by God.
神様に心を変えていただきたいという思い、そういうものがなければ変革されないんです。
It's that decision that says, I want to be like Jesus.
イエス様、あなたになりたいという私の決心が必要ではあるんです。
I want to be who you see me as being, who you think of me as.
私はあなたが私を見るようになりたい。あなたが私を考えるように、そういう私にさせてほしいというのが、そういう思いがするんですね。
And so God pours His love into our hearts. Put your hand on your heart.
神様は私たちの心に愛を注いで手を置いてくださいね。神様は私たちの心に愛を注いでくださっています。
This
このところに
is the altar of worship.
が私たちの礼拝の祭壇でもあるんですね。この場所が礼拝の場所なんですね。
This
この場所っていうのは
is music equipment.
まあ、今たまたま楽器があるっていうのはこの場所ですね。
This
でもここ
Is the altar of worship.
礼拝の祭壇でもあるんです。これが礼拝の場所なんです。
This
これは壁ですね。
Is a building.
あ、建物ですね。はい。
This
ここの場所っていうのは
is the church.
教会ですね。
Right. Transformation happens here.
変化というのは私の心からが変わるときに変わっていくんです。
And God's love is made real in our hearts.
神様の愛が私たちの中で本当に現実となったときに
By the Holy Spirit.
聖霊によって、そうなった時に。
By the Holy Spirit.
聖霊によって。
Who He has been given to us.
私たちに与えた聖霊によって、それが現実となった時に。
You know, I don't know what you know about the Holy Spirit.
皆さんは聖霊についてどうお考えなのか。